91X News.
It's 7 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. The Loyalist College Substantial Skills Center is going to be getting some major upgrades over the next 5 years. Earlier today, College President Maureen Piercy made a presentation to Belleville Council for municipal funding and was given $1 million for over the next 5 years. Piercy says the college needs the money for equipment.
In terms of equipping it fully with all the high-tech capital that's needed, we need some help, and so we decided to develop a campaign.
Part of the money will go towards the school's welding program, which will expand from a one-year to two-year program. Belleville is the third community to give money to the college for the Skills Center. There's plenty of ammunition for the opposition in the latest Auditor General report. The auditor says the Transport Canada isn't doing enough to monitor aviation safety in this country. Canada's border agency is allowing forbidden medical devices and other health-related products to slip into the country, largely because it hasn't been communicating properly with Health Canada. But the most darning part of the AG's report concerns DND. National Defense failed to inform Parliament about the full cost of the new jet fighters, broke key rules, and put the fix in the buying to F-35s. Terry Pedwell has the story.
Ferguson's report to Parliament today says the military understated the full life cycle cost to support the government's decision to purchase the stealth fighters, and it says Parliament was left in the dark. As well, the report says Public Works and Government Services Canada didn't conduct due diligence in its role as the government's authority for the purchases it makes. Ferguson adds that Public Works approved the sole source purchase without proper documentation or analysis to back up the Defense Department's claims that the F-35 was the only strike fighter to buy. Terry Pedrell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Auditor General says the Defense Department kept Parliament in the dark about spiraling problems with the multi-billion dollar plan to buy a new fleet of stealth jet fighters. Premier Dalton McGuinty is accusing Ontario's Progressive Conservatives of trying to force an election he says is unwanted. McGuinty says he's disappointed in the opposition and merely vowed to vote against last week's budget without really looking at what it contains and offering no suggestions for improvement. Ontario's economy needs more certainty and stability to restore confidence and attract investors, not another expensive election campaign. The minority government needs to at least two opposition parties to vote to pass the budget, or the Ontario will automatically be plunged into its second election in 5 months. McGuinty said the NDP are willing to work with Liberals, but warns the government won't adopt any ideas that increase the spending. Molson Coors is tapping into the European beer business. Don Kelly has more on this report.
Molson Coors is paying $3.5 billion U.S. for StarBev, giving it a new base in Europe and adding more than 20 brands to its portfolio. The deal adds 9 breweries and 4,100 employees in several countries to Molson Coors. CEO Peter Swinburne says the acquisition fits squarely into Molson Coors' strategy to deepen its reach into growth markets around the world. He notes that Eastern European markets have strong historical consumption trends in a region where beer is the alcoholic beverage of choice. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The business has operations in 9 countries, including Czech Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. A man died in a mining accident in Timmins yesterday. An investigation is on its way. The company says the young miner was working with a team on a development heading at the Timmins West mine Monday afternoon when he was killed. The man's family has been notified, but his name has not been released. The testimony is to resume today in the trial of a man accused of killing an 8-year-old, Victoria Stafford. London jury took a field trip yesterday to a rural area southeast of Mount Forest, where the Woodstock girl was allegedly raped and killed. Supreme Court Justice Thomas Heaney told jurors he hoped to visit the scene would give them a better understanding of the evidence. Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Gunfire in Lexington marred after the celebration of Kentucky's NCAA basketball title. One man was wounded as thousands of people celebrated. Reporter Alex Perez says police also made dozens of arrests.
What began as a chaotic celebration turned to mayhem overnight as an estimated crowd of 15,000 revelers rioted in the streets, setting fires and trashing homes. Someone even opening fire on a crowded street, shooting one person as the campus celebrated the Wildcats' NCAA championship win.
The mayhem was marked after Kentucky now have won 8 championships and only trailed the UCLA Bruins by 3 titles. Premier Dalton McGuinty says the recent changes to Ontario's clean energy plan should help the opponents of wind power. While the government has stopped short of giving municipalities a veto over the new green energy installations, McGuinty argues it created provisions to ensure the projects happen in communities that are in favor of them. McGuinty points to recently announced plans to lower the premiums the province pays for the future wind and solar energy projects, which he says will drive down costs. More than 40 groups are expected to take part in the protest at a FIT convention, which will be followed by a march. Police in Oakland, California say a former student accused of opening fire at a small Christian university yesterday had gone to the building to find a former female administrator. Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says the student opened fire when he found she wasn't there.
We do know that he was upset at administrators at the school. We do know that he was upset with several students here because of the way he was treated when he was enrolled here 2 months ago.
At least seven people were killed. Police say the suspect, a 43-year-old South Korean national, has been expelled from the school. That's 91X News to whatever to 1201. John Boldrick has sports next.
Whether you're into cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, or just being immersed in the outdoors, Quinte Conservation's more than 20 conservation areas will help you enjoy winter. Cross-country skiing and snowshoeing can be enjoyed at H.R. Frank Conservation Area and Outdoor Education Center and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area. It's a great time to see winter birds and enjoy the winter outdoors with Quinte Conservation. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more info.
Good afternoon, I'm John Baldrick with 91X Sports. It's been an up and down year, but the Bevo Bowl season has finally come to an end. The Bulls dropped a 2-1 decision to the Ottawa 67s last night at the Yardmen Arena. The loss eliminates the Bulls from the OHL playoffs. After jumping out to a 1-0 lead, the 67s came back thanks to back-to-back goals from Tyler Toffoli. It was the final OHL game for overage captain Luke Judson and forwards Adam Peorol and Jordan Mayer. Kentucky is your 2012 NCAA basketball champion. The Wildcats defeated the Kansas Jayhawks 67-59 to capture the title. The title is the eighth for Kentucky. Shooting guard Daron Lamb led the Wildcats with 22 points, while center Anthony Davis was named Final Four MVP. In NHL action, Steven Stamkos netted his league-leading 57th and 58th goals of the season as Tampa Bay doubled up Washington 4-2. Washington now sits just 2 points ahead of Buffalo for the eighth playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. In the Western Conference, the Los Angeles Kings extended their Pacific Division lead with a 2-0 win over Edmonton. The Kings are ahead of Phoenix by 2 points, although the Coyotes have a game in hand. It was a night of upsets in the NBA last night. The Houston Rockets beat the Chicago Bulls 99-93, Memphis downed Oklahoma City 94-88, and the Tyreek Evans powered Sacramento Kings defeated Kevin Love and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Evans had a double-double in the win, while Love scored 22 points for the Wolves. According to Shai Davidi of Rogers Sportsnet, the Toronto Blue Jays rotation is in place. Joel Serrano will take the Jays' number 3 spot, while Kyle Drabek will round out the rotation. Rotation candidates Brett Cecil has been sent to AA Dunedin, while Aaron Laffey will begin the year in AAA Las Vegas. Blue Jays fans hoping the team will make a play for Joey Votto will have to wait a little bit longer. The Etobicoke native has signed a 10-year, $225 million extension with the Cincinnati Reds. The deal extends his current contract, which had 2 years remaining, keeping him with the Reds until 2023. Votto is a former National League MVP, having won the award in 2010. Elsewhere in the majors, Cleveland Indians pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez has to face the music. The former Cy Young candidate has been suspended 5 games for hitting former teammate Troy Tulowitzki during a spring training game. Jimenez is expected to appeal the decision. Canada's Glenn Howard opened the day with another win at the World's Men's Curling Championships in Basel, Switzerland. He picked up his 6th victory in a row with a 7-6 decision over host Switzerland. The win propels Howard into sole possession of first place at the tournament. It appears that Chris Hordecki is coming home. The Canadian mixed martial arts fighter will compete on the upcoming Bellator 64 fight card. Hordecki will compete against former Ultimate Fighter competitor Mike Richmond. The matchup will be featured on the preliminary undercard. Bellator 64 takes place this Friday in Windsor. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91x weather.
Today, sunny. Increasing cloudiness this morning of a high of 8. The index 5 or moderate. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a clearing near midnight with a low of 0. At 12:05, it's 7 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Dan Canatero of John Boldrick. News is next at 1.